Well, Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison are the owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. And among the biking tours they run are the week-long Grabar, which I've had a chance to participate in. It's been a few years back now, but it was a lot of fun. Sagbra Tours, those are both in Wisconsin. Two Bicycles and a Map is a current member of the National Bike Tour Directors Association. They're cycling instructors in the only nationwide program of its kind through the League of American Bicyclists. We're going to be talking with them about Grabar and Sagbra and some of the other things they do, and also zero in a little bit on biking for you as well. And we can talk about a lot of different things relating to bikes, including the bikes themselves and gear and a lot of things. And we'll also let you know kind of what goes on during one of these rides, because there are a lot of people on one of these rides. And I think that's kind of one of the fun parts of it, is to all of the people that you meet as a part of it. So if you've participated in Grabar or Sagbra or one of the other events, we'd love to hear from you, just get your own experiences. Or if you haven't and wanted to know more about it, we'd love to hear from you about that. Maybe you just have some questions about bicycling itself. And I know Eric and Kathy will be well equipped to handle any of those kinds of questions as well. Give us a call. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Eric and Kathy Schramm, welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Larry. We are thrilled to be here on a beautiful sunny day in Madison.
when else
can you enjoy a beautiful day like today? Get out and enjoy it while you can. But no.
Oh, man, I tell you what, the snow kind of puts a little crimp in the biking, but still a lot of people out there today on their bikes.
Well, the biking season is just around the corner, so we're looking forward to that.
How did you get into the bike touring business?
Wow. Well, that's a long question, and we'll try to keep it short. I guess for Eric and I, we've both always had a love of the outdoors. And for me, I got into it pretty early. My dad actually owned Thompson Sport and Hobby Shop in Wausau. And so I guess I see myself as being genetically predisposed. as a kid, I was fortunate to always have a bike, and that was my freedom. I biked throughout Rothschild to the pool. Those are the days where you could take your bike to the store, park it, not have to worry about locking it, and it was always there. And as I grew older, even though, you know, many people, as they get older, they get into driving a car as a teenager, I still found myself biking. And I was lucky to grow up in a town that was very, very bikeable, very bike-friendly. And so from there, many years later,
time passes.
I met the man of my dreams. I believe everybody on earth is here for a reason, you know. And I finally met the man of my dreams, and we both thought, well, what do we want to do with our lives? And well, we both knew that we loved to bike, and actually, frankly, I really got him into biking where he is today. I can take full credit for that. But it's really, I can speak for me. This is actually, as I know now, this is my reason for being on Earth. My reason is to empower people and to impassion them to bike tour and or to bike in general. And biking is such a great thing that you can do for for a long time in your life. It's great for the environment. And so, you know, I hope to be doing it
for a long time. Eric?
Well, for me, biking goes way back to when I was small. I used to deliver papers on a bicycle. I grew up around Chicago and Elmhurst, Illinois, and would bike every day delivering papers, and really enjoyed being on my bicycle, the freedom that it offers, that I think a lot of people do enjoy. Fast forward to recently, we fell in love and then started biking and really enjoyed being outside and outdoors. And we became bike safety instructors through the League of American Bicyclists. And it just sort of grew We did an organ donation ride for organ donation awareness, just the two of us, Kathy and I, and really had a lot of fun doing that. And then we just kind of went over to Europe. I've got a lot of relatives over there, and we went over and had such a great time biking over there. We came back and said, why doesn't the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin do a fundraising ride? And they said, nobody's ever wanted to do that. So we said, we'll do it for you. And that's what the start of our first bike tour, which was it was called then the Northwoods to Capital Tour. And since then, we've kind of grown and got a lot of people involved in biking.
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, we have Greg in Plover, who's been waiting quite a while. So let's go to Greg. Greg, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Maybe in the future we should have a show about paper delivery on the bicycle. The great experiences with that myself. My question is about, I have a two-year-old son, and I'm picking up next week a trailer to tow behind my bike with him in it, and I want to make sure that I want to successfully introduce him to bicycling using that trailer, and I'm wondering what the experts have to say about that.
Well, Greg, I think it's great that you're getting your son into cycling so early. And I guess the biggest thing you probably need to know in terms of your children in a trailer is that make sure that you're aware of the state of Wisconsin law and what kind of seat you have to have, you know, because at a certain age, I can't remember what it is right off the top of my head, but a child in a trailer can advance from a boost, you know, a booster seat, or it has to have be that very secure car seat. And I guess I would be thinking, if I were taking my young child around, you know, town, I would make a point to do something fun. Maybe on the, you know, first time, make it a short ride and make sure that you stop where there's a destination for ice cream. And just and make it as much fun as that you can for them, and really listen to them. Of course, they should be wearing a helmet. You should be wearing a helmet, and you should be obeying all the traffic laws, because in the state of Wisconsin, when you're biking, you are a vehicle, and you know. So just make it fun.
Were you thinking about a trailer that you pull behind, or
a trailer that I pull behind the bicycle, a burly kid trailer?
Okay.
Right, that's the standard trailer, and those trailers actually are equipped with the straps, et cetera, that you can attach the car, you know, restraining seat for the child in the trailer.
Have you purchased your trailer yet?
Yeah, I'm getting it new from the REI store in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And what are you getting?
It's a burly two-child trailer.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun. We have one for our three-year-old daughter as well, and I'm suddenly blanking on the name. It's made, Furman Canada makes it, and I like it an awful lot. And it'll come to me in a minute or two. I can't believe I can't think of the name of the maybe somebody else can remember the name of the trailer and help me out here. But they are a lot of fun. I think that's good advice to have short rides to begin with, and some stops, and ice cream is a good thing, and that's a great way to go. Good luck, Greg.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. You can join in, too, if you have a question about bikes or biking or about tours, as we visit with Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison, the owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Now, your company recently took over the Grabar and the Sagbra tours. Someone else was running it when I did it. But talk a little bit about that.
Well, one thing, you know, we've been actually producing tours for over eight, going on 9 years. We started the Bike Northwoods tour really with the idea that we wanted to have people see Wisconsin and really experience Wisconsin. And so we've been thrilled that the tours have grown. And, you know, when it's right, it works. And we had to think long and hard about taking over the two oldest and largest events in the state. And we really did it because we're cyclists and we really understand cycling, and that we want to have more people bike in the future. we want a tour for everyone. We thought about, wouldn't it be great that we have something for families, we have something for the people who like to do a lot of hills, and really we have that with Grab Bar being the more advanced ride and Sag Bra being the more family ride. We're bike safety instructors. We want to be able to push bike safety more to educate people on how great, you know, you can bike and safely bike, and there's a lot of people out there that aren't touring that are afraid to bike and share the car, you know, share the road with a car. Mm-hmm. The biggest reason why we've taken these over, though, is because we want to give back to cycling. Not only, you know, grow cycling, but give back in a way that will promote people to bike even more. And Sag Bra this year, Larry, I don't know what you were doing 30 years ago, but Sag Bra is 30 years old this year.
It's a long,
unbelievable.
Long time. It's a long time. You know, Kim in Green Bay has a comment, and I think we're going to have to wait to get that comment because we need to take a quick look at the news. So Kim and Ron and Kay all online there. Wait, hang on there. We'll be back with our two guests, Eric and Kathy Schramm, owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited, as we talk with them about biking Wisconsin and even beyond. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Net. We're talking biking and bike tours in Wisconsin and beyond Wisconsin today with our two guests, Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison, owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. Pleased to have them with us today. They are responsible for running the Grab Bar. It's a week-long event. The Sag Bra Tour is also a week-long event, and some others. There's a Northern Wisconsin Tour, and there's one a tour in France and Provence coming up. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to hearing about those. And certainly I can give my own experiences as well about riding the Grab Bar, because I had a lot of fun with it. And I got myself it was fun for me, because when I after doing a week of that, some of the hills that were even nearby here that I used to huff and puff a little bit when I went up those hills, it was like, these are nothing. These are nothing.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. So it was great for fitness, too. I know we've had many people waiting for quite a while, so let's go to Kim in Green Bay. Kim, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hi. My daughter and I, she's 14, are interested in doing Sag Bra this summer. We've never done a bike tour today, or we've never done a bike tour before. Do you have any advice for first-timers?
That's a great question.
That's an excellent question. Thanks for calling, Kim. Well, the first thing I guess I would tell you is that I would make sure that your bike's fit both of you. Now, what kind of bikes do you have right now?
I have a road bike. Okay. We both have good road bikes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, excellent. And have you done any other kind of events before? Any, you know, single day events or
not organized events? We've ridden a lot of the state trails.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Excellent. Well, probably the biggest thing I tell people to get ready for any kind of an event is, especially with, you know, Sag Bra, which is at the end of July, sit down with your daughter and your calendar and look at when the event is and back yourself up about 8 weeks or more, and that will be your training schedule. And really the thing with training is that you want to give yourself enough time so that you can build up to that average mileage. Now, Sag Bra, the average mileage is 50 per day. So you should be able to sit on your bike comfortably and pedal, and you're not, obviously, it's not a race, and you're not on your bike for that 5 hours or 6 hours nonstop, but you should be able to be on your bike for 5 hours comfortably and on the tour and do it in consecutive days. So what you want to do is that on your calendar, map it out. So the first time you're going to start training, and what's great, you're going to have, you know, several months to do that in the summer. Start out with the 5 miles, or start out where you're at comfortably now. Start with the 5 miles, then move yourself up. You know, next week do 7 miles, next week do 15 miles, and gently move yourself up. Because the one thing with biking, the biggest thing that you have to break in, and might not be the biggest thing on your body, but is your behind. Because if you don't have those butt muscles broken and your legs, you know, ready to go, you're going to be sad. We also, on all of our tours, and especially on Sag Bra, we have what's called a first-time rider program. And we want you and your daughter to have a great event and fun. And we want you to be able to go do other events. So, Kim, what we do is that when you sign up, you indicate on both your application and your daughter's application that this is your first time. And what we'll be doing then after we get that from you, we will contact you and ask if you want more information. We, Eric and I, as League of American Bicyclists, certified bike safety instructors, we have other people with the same certification on board who will contact you before the tour, and we'll meet with you during the tour and connect with you even after the tour to make sure that you had a great time and what we could do better to inform you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And don't forget about good riding pants. And
right. Yes. The clothes make a huge difference. Lycra is what it is because if not, it lets you bike for miles and miles and miles without problems. So,
yep. So those are things to think about, Kim.
Thank you very much.
You're going to have a ball. You're going to have a ball. Thank you for calling. Ron in Waupaca, your turn. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. Good show, and NPR is doing a great job as usual.
Thank you.
Two questions. One referring to websites. Looking for just two or three top websites that a person who's into biking could look for tours and also for bike clubs in the state of Wisconsin.
And you're in Waupaca. Is that where you live, Ron?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A couple of the places you might want to look at, the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin does have a website with a lot of links for Wisconsin-based organizations, clubs. They have a lot of the clubs and the different tours. NBTDA.org also has a website, Alyssa, that's a website of state rides all across the country.
So that's NBTA?
NBTDA, National Bike Tour Directors Association. That's it.
And you folks have a website as well, so we should give that website out too. What's your website?
We're at bikewisconsin.com.
Bike Wisconsin. www.bikewisconsin.com. Bike Wisconsin.
Hey, all right.
And I had just one more little question here. For your tours, if you're a person who's doing a tour and you're not into camping out, as most of you guys do, is there an alternative for a person?
I can tell you what I did.
Yes, Larry, what did you do?
I decided that I didn't want to camp either. And so when I went on the tour, the Grab Bar tour, this is, 10 years ago or so, I knew where we were stopping, and we were always stopping in a town. So, and every town has motels, and I rented a motel room ahead of time in virtually every one of the places. So we had, five nights, I think, or something like that. So I had five hotel rooms, which, gave me a bed inside, and you can be inside camping and all that, too, and a shower and all that business. And obviously, showers are available.
Right.
You'll have showers available other than having to go to a hotel, but that's what I did.
Right.
Is there another way to do it?
Well, we take care of it for you. We actually have, we have a couple different options. If you want to do a motel option, we actually do provide that. And
oh, you do?
Yes. And so we've already figured out all the motels everything. So you sign up, you pay an additional fee because that's really, the posh way to go with the motels. But and that works out fabulous for us. And if you don't really want to do the motel thing, but you want something in between, you don't want to set up your tent, because most people, what they do, they bring a tent and they set that up, or some people don't. They just bring an air mattress because we do have indoor sleeping too. You can also do our happy camper option, which is we set up the tent for you. You bring your air mattress, but you get a chair and towels. And so we offer a lot of little options along the way to try to, like towel service. You don't have to carry your stinky towel around for the entire week and then give it to your poor loved one at home to do the laundry, or maybe do it yourself later. But so we try to make it as fun and posh as we can. Thanks for your question, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Yeah, they didn't have that that motel option. I had to do all that work myself, which and I expect that you folks can then get pretty good, reasonable deals on motel rooms if you're looking at getting a bunch of motel rooms.
Well, we try. We can't guarantee, but we hope the more place. You know, the more cyclists we take to more towns, that more towns, many towns, they get it. They roll out the red carpet and welcome us.
So, oh, they sure do.
So who knows what the future will bring.
Kay and McQuanigo, it's your turn now. Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm an elder, a senior, and I'm thinking of buying a new bike, and I've been looking at recumbent bikes, and I'm just wanting to get their take on those.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Kay, you've called the right number. Thank you for your question. I'm actually a recumbent rider also, and I love recumbents. And
you do?
Yes, I do. My issue with recumbents was I got into them because I had problems with my back.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started riding one, I was, you know, worried, well, would I be able to keep up with my husband? And, you know, and it's a totally different feel because you're a little bit lower mm-hmm. than when you're on an upright bike. But I love it.
Mm.
And the recumbents that are being made now, if you're a serious recumbent rider and you really, you know, want to get one that's nice, it's worth every cent that you pay. And if I can put a plug in for the hostel shop in Stevens Point, Rolf there actually does, he's built his own recumbents, and he's been in that business for a long time. And the biggest thing with biking, you know, I worked in a bike shop for a while, and mm-hmm. they're going to ask you what kind of riding you want to do, how much money you want to spend. And I'll tell you, Kay, pretend you've won the lottery
mm-hmm.
and go ride everything that you can find that's even close to what you're thinking of. And
okay.
Because that way you can come back to the middle and put the actual dollars into what you're going to get. And the hostel shop does a great job, and they'll there's lots of recumbents out there. There's long wheelbase, there's short wheelbase. They're all different. There's above, you know, steering, there's below the seat steering. But they're fabulous, and they're getting better all the time. So you'll be able to blow past people on a tour or anywhere on a bike. And oh, Kay, the other thing too is that they seem to be a magnet. Whenever I ride my recumbent around town, I always think that everyone knows what a recumbent is. But you will not believe how many people, mainly men, come up to me and ask me questions like, "Wow, how does that bike work?" You know, and so, you know, for those women out there who are looking for a man magnet, this is a possibility for you. A recumbent could be, you know, something in your future. So,
okay. I have one other little question about them, about like doing hills and stuff like that. Is there any problem with that?
No, not really. You know, on a recumbent, when you're going up a hill, well, the one thing you want to do is, if you're seriously buying a recumbent, get the lowest gear ratio
mm-hmm.
you can.
Okay.
So you'll be able to pedal up any hill.
Okay.
You are going to be probably slower up a hill just in relationship to how you go up the hill, but you're still using your body the same way. You know, if you were on an upright bike and you stood up
mm-hmm.
and you were going up the hill, well, just take your position on that upright bike and now see yourself sitting in a recumbent.
Right.
That's the position you're in all the time, pretty much. And mm-hmm. so you're in a power position, but it is a little different, you know, riding the recumbent and getting used to it and going up the hills. But again, with you getting that, when you get that low gear ratio,
mm-hmm.
you go easily up the hill.
Those little granny gears,
and then you get to the top and you blow down the hill past all those people who passed you going up the hill. So I hear a lot on our tours, and I see it, that the recumbent riders always play tag with the upright bike riders, but really cycling, the bikes out there now, whether they're uprights or recumbents, they're fabulous, and everyone should seriously test ride everything that you can, and then that's how you make a conclusion. Don't make money an object. Pretend you've all won the lottery, and
okay.
that's how you really get the kind of bike that you'll want to be on for
okay,
years.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right,
thank
you.
Kay.
And Carrie in Stoughton, I believe, is next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, it's Kari.
Kari, sorry.
Hi. I am calling. Hi, Eric and Kathy. It's Kari.
Hi, Kari.
Hi. Hey, I'm a former Bikewoods participant 4 times with my daughter, Anna, and my husband also went once or twice, I think. But I just wanted to call and say what a fantastic organization it is, and you know, what a wonderful time and great memories that I've had being on these bike tours. So You know, I just can't say enough about them. They are wonderful people. They organize phenomenal tours, and some of my best memories are on these bike trips. So,
Kari, thank you.
Thank you. And she was not paid for those remarks.
No, I just was listening. I thought I need to call in and let people know.
Thanks, Kari.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Well, I'd like to comment, too, about the one thing about the people that we meet on these tours. The year that Kari and Anna came on the tour, I believe Anna was our youngest cyclist. She might have been 7. And it's just so inspirational not only to see our oldest riders. Last year I had two gentlemen tied for 80, and the oldest one was 78. You know, so mm-hmm. on both ends of the spectrum, it's very inspirational. And I've seen Anna come on the tour for least 4 years, and there have been several people that have been on the tour that they've befriended, and it's just I'm watching these kids grow up.
Yeah.
And these kids are having memories, fabulous memories and experiences with their family, and so, you know, that's something that you can give your kids that they'll remember, you know, for years.
And thanks again, Kari. Amelia in Oregon, it's your turn. Hi, Amelia.
Hi. I've never done the bike ride in Wisconsin, but when I was 13 in 1983, I did the Ragbri ride across Iowa. And I did it all by myself. And so when I heard you guys talking about hotels and setting up the tents, we had to set up our own tents. And they did have a semi that would carry all our luggage and our tents. But it's actually wonderful to hear that a lot of that stuff is being done for the bikers now. I didn't know that it was, and it just sounds absolutely heavenly because you're really tired, you know, at the end of the day when you've done all that riding. And this was in the days before the, you know, all of the music stuff that you have now, the iPods. And I remember duct taping a radio to my handlebars so that I could have music.
Things have changed a little bit, Amelia.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I should do a ride now.
Well, sure. You should.
It's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, they actually make radios that you can, they make them now to put on your handlebars, believe it or not. So you were just an early, you know, you're just getting into it early. The one thing that is really super about Ragbri is that in Iowa, the routes that they go through, the communities really get out. And that's one thing we want to happen and we're working toward is connecting with the communities. And because, you know, when you're bringing thousands of riders into a community, you're giving to that community something that they don't necessarily have. And frankly, we want the communities, we want to give them money because this is, you know, one way we're kind of like Wisconsin tourism on wheels. We're promoting Wisconsin and we're bringing people to Wisconsin to see the beauty of Wisconsin. But we also want our people to spend money and give that boost to all the communities that we go through. And
you know what, that was really heartwarming, and even as a teenager, I just remember being so moved. I mean, all along the way, even outside of the towns, in the very rural parts of the state, you had farmers and people just literally all along the way, lemonade stands, food. They would just give you food as you were riding.
You know,
it's just incredible. Very, very moving.
It really is. And that reminds me, Kathy, earlier you said be ready. You were talking to an earlier caller. Be ready to go 5 hours straight. But you really don't go 5 hours straight on one of these events because there are stops.
It's stop and smell the roses time.
All along the way.
Right. And the great thing that Ragbri does is that they've really brought their communities on board to show, you know, the best parts of Iowa and to, you know, and for have everybody get involved and get excited. And mm-hmm. we've had a lot of towns do that, get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've had, you know, towns along the way that have done things with, you know, bringing out their hook and ladder and, you know, tons of things. But it is very inspiring because it's a win-win for everyone. And, you know, in terms of riders, how many people do we get from other states? Well, we probably get a huge chunk of our riders from Wisconsin, but we get people from all over the U.S. that Because we have the premier cycling really in Wisconsin, thanks to the dairy industry. And so my hope really is that in the future that, Amelia, we can get people to come out just like they do on Ragbri. And
well, we get a pretty good crowd. I mean, the Grab Bar event, how many people are oh, it's about 12, is it 1,200?
Yep. And Sagbra can be up to 1,100.
So that's a lot of people anyway.
Yep.
Not as many as the Iowa event, which is thousands, I think.
Well, it's actually probably going to be more than that because they used to do about 9,000, but Lance Armstrong came on the tour for one day last year, and he's going to be on the whole week. So it's going to be very interesting in terms of how many riders they'll actually have. And
Thanks, Amelia. Stagma and Madison, it's your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, you know, about 10 years ago, I met a wonderful doctor from Holland here in Madison, and I visit her about once every other year, and they have a group of senior citizens who join once a month to go on a 28-mile bike tour. And the first time I wasn't sure that I could do it, but we were riding our bikes and we were talking, and in the middle of the ride we stopped at a cafe and had something like apple pie and did some more talking. And on our way back, somebody's bike broke down and the guys all jumped off their bike and surrounded the bike, turned it upside down, and before I knew it, it was fixed. We all jumped back on our bikes, did some more talking and riding our bikes, and before I knew it,
you're done.
Yeah, 28 miles.
Yeah, because we're running a little closer to time. Out of time, I'm going to break in, and it reminds me that you guys have a tour going to France too in Provence.
Yes we do. We have the Provence bike tour, and it's going to be happening during wine harvest in the southern part of France. It's a really great tour. We get to visit all the little villages in France, and just going for the food is enough reason to go down there. And we only take about 20 people on that one. We're over half full with that tour, and we just love going there ourselves. It's just a great place to bike.
And let's go back again to the rides here in Wisconsin, and to your website. Tell us your website again.
BikeWisconsin.com, all spelled out. And the tours that we have this year are starting with the smallest tour is the Bike Northwoods Tour. It's July 7th to the 14th. That's our central route. It's starting in Wautoma and going all the way up to Washburn along Lake Superior. So it ends, and you've got an extra layover day if you'd like to spend another day up in the Bayfield, Apostle Island area. It's just a marvelous area up there. And then we also mentioned the Grab Bar Bike Tour, and that happens June 23rd through the 30th. Mm-hmm. And that's about 70 miles a day, so that's our longest ride. 7 days of biking goes all along the Wisconsin River from Eagle River all the way down to Prairie du Chien. So we stop in at the Crane Foundation, at the Circus World Museum, all the Leopold Shacks, so all these great sites along the Wisconsin. And then the Sag Bar Tour happens in July 29th through August 3rd. That's going to be starting up in Door County. We're going to spend a whole couple days up in Door County biking the marvelous back roads there. And then it's going to follow along the lake shore along back down to Keewaskum. So we're going to be going through Manitowoc and Sheboygan. And Sheboygan has their brat days. So
you'll catch that. Yes. Well, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun, these tours. I can vouch for that. And I sure appreciate you guys coming by. Maybe we can do this again sometime.
Yeah,
love to have you back.
Love to.
Love to have you back. Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison, who are owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. Go to their website again, which is
www.BikeWisconsin.com.
BikeWisconsin.com. And you'll find out more about their tours and what's going on with them. A big thanks to them for being with us today. Tomorrow we talk home renovation and repair issues. Stay with us. Lots in store here on the Ideas Network.